Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and we want to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do so each Sunday morning as we endeavor to look into God's holy and divine Word in order to give you a better understanding. We'd also like to invite you to look at our TV program that airs following this radio broadcast at 8 a.m. on Public Access Channel Number 6, and it's called Searching the Scriptures. We hope you'll give that a look and help us to open up the pages of God's Word and to study with you from it. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. And at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our address and our meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and we want you to know that you'll always be welcome to come and worship and study God's Book with us. Last month, we began to give you an overview of the entire Bible to give you a flavor of how the Bible is put together and the teachings, the general teachings of each book. We began by looking at the books of law that were contained in the Old Testament, and then we looked at the books of history from the Old Testament 12, and then we looked at the books of wisdom and poetry, which are 5, and then last week we concluded looking at the books of the major prophets. This morning we're going to begin an extended study for the next few weeks on the minor prophets. The last 12 books of the Old Testament are referred to as minor prophets. Now, they're not minor because they're not as important as the major. They're called minor because they are, for the most part, shorter than the major prophets that we examined last week. We're going to begin this morning by looking at the book of Hosea, the prophet who married a harlot. The book of Hosea is a book of 14 chapters and 197 verses. The message which was directed to the northern kingdom of Israel. Sometimes it's referred to as Ephraim after its largest tribe. During a crucial time in their history, Hosea was sent to preach to them to repent. Though not in chronological order, Hosea is the first of the 12 minor prophets. In point of time, Obadiah, Joel, and Jonah, and primarily Amos, were written before. Outwardly, the nation is enjoying a time of prosperity and growth. But inwardly, spiritual adultery and moral corruption permeates this people. The name Hosea means deliverance, or God's salvation. Joshua and Jesus derived from the same Hebrew root word. As God's messenger, Hosea offers the possibility of salvation, but if the nation will turn from its idolatry and come back to God. The only writing prophet from the northern kingdom, Amos, preached to the northern kingdom, but he was from Tekoa in the southern kingdom. Hosea was the son of Berea in chapter 1 and verse 1. His birthplace is not given, but his familiarity and obvious concern for the northern kingdom indicated he lived in Israel and not in Judah. Notice that he's addressed as king in Hosea chapter 7 and verse 5. The time period of this particular prophet is he labored during the days of Uzziah, who reigned from 767 to 739 BC, also of Ahaz, who reigned from 731 to 715, of Jotham, who reigned from 739 to 731, and of Hezekiah in 715 to 686 BC. These were the kings of Judah. Also in the days of Jeroboam the second in 782 and 753 BC, when Hosea began to minister. This would make him a contemporary with the major prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 1:1 and Micah in Micah 1:1. His long reign continued after Jeroboam the second and spanned the reigns of the last six kings of Israel, from Zechariah to Hoshea, who would be the last king in 732 to 722 BC. The book of Hosea represents about 40 years of prophetic ministry and it came shortly after Amos. These were turbulent times. Anarchy was having a field day. Jeroboam II reigned 41 years. His successor and son, Zechariah, reigned only 6 months and was killed by Shallum, his successor. Shallum reigned 1 month and was killed by his successor, Menahem. He reigned 10 years. He was succeeded by his son, Pekahiah, who reigned 2 years and was killed by Pekah, his successor. He reigned 20 years, killed by his successor, Hoshea. During his reign, the northern kingdom was conquered by Assyria and was carried into captivity in 722 B.C. You can read this account in 1 Kings chapter 14, 23 through chapter 17, verse 6. Besides the prosperous reign of Jeroboam II, these are the darkest days of Israel's history. Thus, Hosea sometimes refers to the prophet of the decline and fall of the northern kingdom. What were the social conditions? Amos had preached some burning messages to the people, yet they did not see the evidence of their condition and their true condition before God. Assyria was quiet, and others left them alone. They felt no impending danger, no need to change. Uzziah in Jerusalem, Jeroboam II in Samaria, and two powerful kingdoms were having their day in the sun. Things would soon begin to unravel, though. During these turbulent times, mentioned earlier, the breakup of the nation came, and the prophet Hosea was sent. People with little concern for the messages of God, remember they had rejected Amos already. What are the social conditions? Lackness and looseness in personal behavior that were apparent on every side. Courts were corrupt, rulers were poor examples of the people of the nation. Amos watched these ease-loving people loll in idleness and luxury. Hosea saw the same people hardened and made criminal by their surrounding conditions. Bloodshed, highway robbery, murder, organized vice on every hand. Many of the priests were heads of organized bandit gangs. Fear and uncertainty gripped and held the people in a helpless state. The families were going to pieces. Regards for marriage and the home were pleasant memories. Foreign gods, false worship, cults, and broken down old standards of faithfulness and morality. The religious conditions of that time, sin ruled the hearts of these people. The priests had failed to remind and teach the people concerning God and the need for obedience to His word. Priests actually were the ones leading people into more and more ungodliness. More unethical requirements were abolished. Sin made to be attractive. Worship was done in reckless abandon. Purity and spiritual living were a thing of the past. The so-called holy women of the day were kept at central sanctuaries as temple prostitutes to gratify the lust of men. Husbands would go out in sinful debauchery only to find their wives and daughters as guilty as they were, maybe even in the end with one of them by mistake. The idol worship of those foreign gods had taken a grievous toll on the people of God, just like they had been warned in Hosea 2 verse 5. Israel was only interested in a God that would furnish her material lust and which they craved. Self-deception had taken over the nation, according to Hosea 12 and verse 8. They followed a recipe certain for downfall. Hosea said they were destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4 and verse 6. They had self-pride, according to Hosea 5 verse 5. They had instability because they had no spiritual rooting, Hosea 6, 4. They were full of hypocrisy, according to Hosea chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. There was religious infidelity, according to Hosea 9, verses 1 and 9. They had forgotten God, in Hosea 8 and verse 14. And they were backsliders, according to Hosea 11 and verse 7. How do you prepare the prophet for such a task to get these people to see their true condition before God? What kind of man will it take? To understand this book, one must understand the relationship between Gomer and Hosea. It is parallel between God and Israel. Hosea loved these people and spent much of his life in unceasing effort to get them to return to God, yet fruitless. Early in his life, he fell in love with Gomer, the daughter of Dimla. He loved her and pledged his undying affection and love for her. Some wondered if she ever understood the deep and abiding love in which Hosea had for her. she proved unworthy, but Hosea kept on loving her. Gomer became a harlot. In chapter 1 and verse 2, they had three children. Jezreel, verse 1 through 1 and 4, a name meaning God will sow and scatter. Loama, chapter 1, verse 6, meaning not pitied or no mercy. And Loima, chapter 1, verse 9, meaning not my people. Symbolism also seen in these children. Eventually put her away for harlotry, but brought her back in Hosea chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, for 15 shekels of silver, the price of a wounded slave. What would happen to the heart of a husband who loved her with a pure heart? Pain cannot be described. Even though this pain, shame, he still loved her. God was married to Israel. He loved her deeply and provided all the things that she needed. But even in the face of great heartache over past sins, his love did not flinch. What had Israel done? They had played the harlot spiritually, Hosea 9, verse 1. What did this do to the heart of God? Because of her actions, unwilling to repent, God was going to put her away, Assyrian captivity. Hosea was called the prophet of a broken heart. Can you see why? This correctly reflects God's broken heart over the actions of his people Israel in Hosea chapter 11, verse 7 and 8. How could a loving wife be so unkind and hurtful? Yet, how could God's people? The background and stage is set, what we can learn from the message of the book of Hosea. We need to understand the causes of the disaster in Israel were the breakdown of the home, the glorification and glamorization of sin, the breakdown of the justice system, but the real fundamental cause was the loss of a foundation as God at its center as a nation. National religion and humanism had taken over. What can be done? What can be done in these times? God sent this prophet to graphically demonstrate to her ungodly conduct and her ungodly actions and the pain and the hurt that it had caused the God of heaven, in order that they might turn from their wickedness and that they might repent. Sadly, they did not listen. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is pruned? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the transgressor stumbles in them. Hosea 14 and verse number 9. We need to understand that God very vividly in the book of Hosea demonstrated that he loved Israel, that he cared for Israel, but because of her unfaithfulness spiritually and because of her laxness to follow his law, he left them no other alternative but to destroy them. Yet, as the case with every minor prophet, the message is the same. Hosea begged them to repent, to turn back to God, to leave the idolatry, to again follow the commandments of God, and to be true and faithful to the commitment and the relationship. Yet they would not listen. And to prepare this wonderful prophet for this message, he had the same type of physical relationship with an unfaithful wife who became a harlot that he had to go back and bring back even in her harlotry. Yes, Hosea was a prophet who married a harlot, and it was a love story, not just between Gomer and Hosea, but between God and Israel. God wanted them to repent, to turn to him before it was everlasting too late. Next week, we'll continue looking at the minor prophets as they give their message of hope by repenting and turning back to God. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.